Hey everybody, have you ever heard of exascale computing? This might be, now I still maintain that quantum computing is going to be the next frontier. That's going to be the thing that is most likely to change the landscape of the world in the way that the internet did. But we might have an in-between step in something called exascale computing, which is something that we should keep our eye on. I mean, not necessarily suspiciously or anything. I mean, but it is good to know what's going on in the world that we inhabit. And, you know, just because we're Christians doesn't mean that we shouldn't have our fingers on the pulse of technology as well. So I wanted to talk about this. So earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Energy asked elite teams at six major computing companies with researching and developing what's called an exascale supercomputer. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise was one of those six. Now, an exascale supercomputer would represent really a massive leap forward in high-performance computing, and it would usher a new era of possibilities for computer modeling and simulations, things like that. Now, like I said, quantum computing is going to be the future, but it's going to take a little while to get there. I mean, I think before large-scale use, we're probably still a few decades away because there's still a lot of problems that they're trying to work out, even at the D-Wave and stuff like that. But I have been wrong about that kind of stuff before. There have been times where I've thought things would take decades, and they've only taken a few years. So I could be wrong here. But if they figure out this exascale supercomputing stuff, this might be the thing that launches quantum computers later. So with the ability to run a quintillion calculations per second, so that's a one with 18 zeros after it, that many calculations per second, the implications of an exascale computer would touch every facet and aspect of our lives. I mean, everything would be better, faster, you know, all this, a little bit more dangerous. But now we could build a supercomputer today capable of exascale level of computation. We could do that today, but because of current hardware, software limitations, that kind of stuff, it would take either an entire power plant, it would take a whole power plant and 14 football fields of space to operate this massive thing. It's just insane. But that doesn't mean that it's impossible. I mean, if you look at the computers just a few decades ago, I mean, they would take up a whole room, and now you can just fit them in your phone. And this is a pretty big phone compared to a lot of others. But that's what it would take for this thing today. So experts are completely rethinking the supercomputing architecture that we've built on for decades. So why is the U.S. government then throwing down this gauntlet of all things? You know, many countries are engaged in what's been referred to as a race to exascale. But getting there, it's not just for national bragging rights. Getting to exascale means reaching new frontier for humanity, the opportunity to potentially solve humanity's most pressing problems. Of course, that's what the governments will say. If that's true, I don't know. Maybe it just means people can download porn a little bit faster. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But that's why it's important to keep our eyes on this, because while stuff like exascale computing or quantum computing, there's a lot of good things that can come from that, just like the internet brought a lot of good things into the world, but there's also a lot of devastation that can be brought in from it too. So it all depends on your perspective. Certainly, the internet, I mean, even with stuff, you don't even have to go as deep as like the dark web and stuff like that. I mean, you'll find there's some really sick stuff there. But even just outside of that, just the pornography epidemic, or it's easier for people to cheat on their spouses now than it used to be. That makes it a lot easier, and we have a heightening of the divorce rate, at least in this country. So, you know, there's a lot of bad things that can come from it, but there's a lot of good things too. Just like, well, look at what we're doing right here. I'm able to sit at home in my basement, record a video, and then put it online for anyone in the world to see. And I can talk about Jesus. I can spread the gospel. You know, I can do all that. And anybody can log on and watch it. Now, of course, that gets a little tricky when it comes to YouTube and Google suppression, Facebook censorship and stuff like that. That makes it a little bit more difficult to spread the gospel. But it's at least possible. So there are good things that can come from this type of technology. So I'm interested in what you think. If we do get faster supercomputers, you know, if the grid doesn't go down, for example, and this is actually our future, where do you think that's going to lead? Do you think the bad things are going to get worse and the good things are going to get better? Or do you think that it's just going to be a steady decline of worse and worse and worse? Are people going to get more depraved? I'm split. I'm split on the question. I don't know. I kind of think about it like this. If you were to ask somebody in this, like if you were to ask like a Christian pastor in the 70s, you know, what the internet would be like, you explain to him what the internet is. And then you ask him, what do you think that's going to be like for humanity? I mean, I would think that they would probably think, well, that's just going to spread sin all over the place. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they would say that. I mean, I just think if you live in a world without the internet and if you knew everything that could come out of it, I wonder if people would be as excited about it, or Christians, I should say, if Christians would be as excited about it or not. I mean, there's certainly a lot of prophecies that make a lot more sense in light of higher technology. Really, the whole book of Revelation makes a lot more sense in terms of coming technology and things like that. But it's interesting though too, because Revelation, a lot of that's rooted in ancient imagery that we've lost the context for in our modern day. So you know, it really all depends on how you look at it. But I can see how some of that could be fulfilled that way, either way. But so again, I don't know. I'm split on the issue. I've always been split when it comes to technology. I think it's just too broad. It's probably too broad of a topic to just reduce it down and say, you know, technology good or technology bad. You know, I think it's too broad. There's a lot more inner conversations within that broad scope that would have to be had. But I do want to know what you think. Leave me a comment in the comment section below, wherever you're watching this. If you're watching this on Facebook, awesome. If you're watching it on YouTube, congratulations. You are one of very few that YouTube allows to see this video. If you're watching it on Steam, just bless you, bless your heart. If you haven't had an opportunity, follow me on Steam, please. I do think that that's where the future of social media is headed, and I don't get suppressed there at all. Actually, Steam has been one of the best things that I found. Steam and DTube. DTube is a YouTube alternative. And you need a Steemit account in order to use it, but it's getting better and better all the time. I absolutely love it. I post on it every day. And so those things are really good. And if you haven't had a chance, you should look into starting your own account on the Steemit platform. It's awesome. But anyway, so outside of all that, if you haven't had a chance, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. That is the central hub for everything that I do. If there ever was a day that YouTube just took down my channel, or if Facebook just canceled my account and just tried to erase me off of all social media. That could happen. It's happened to people before. It happened to Tim Alberino. It's happened to plenty of people before. What we do, here's the plan. Here's what we do. Go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and I will have instructions there on how we're going to continue. Because I'm telling you, I don't care if I get shut down on every social media platform. I'm not going to give up on this community or you guys. I'm not going to give up on what we're building here. I absolutely love it. And I know you guys do too, because we learn a lot together. You know, it's not just about me. It's about all of us. We all learn a lot together. Now, one big way that this helps, there is a donate page on Josh Peck Disclosure. If you can't donate money, that's okay. You can donate time by sharing this video. Or even if you have a spare $1 a month, you can become a Peck patron. And Patreon has been really good too. Patreon has not suppressed anything that I've done. They've let me post whatever I want. I even have a bunch of free Christian themed books that I wrote for free for people who donate a certain amount. But for $1 a month, go to patreon.com/Josh Peck and you'll get all content there too. All these daily videos. Plus you get entered into contests. Again, free books. There's a lot of cool stuff there. So make sure you check that out. Okay. I do want to know what you think about exascale supercomputing and just the way technology is going today. Do you think this is headed towards something, really bad in terms of prophecy, especially with Revelation, Image of the Beast, that kind of stuff? Or do you think it's just another internet thing where, you know, yeah, it's probably going to change the world, but so did the internet, and we're figuring it out just fine. You know, do you have that? Or do you just not care? I'm interested to know what you think. So until next time, thank you so much. Love you all. Take care and God bless.
Hey, everybody. I have decided to start a Patreon site, and I'm very excited about it because this offers you at least one more avenue that can get us away from the YouTube and AdSense and all that ridiculousness that struggles so hard to shut down Christian conservative speakers such as myself. So if you want to help out, please consider becoming one of my patrons. That would be great. Now, it's only because of all of you guys that I've been able to continue doing this all these years. But those of you who are brand new, I cover things from a Christian conservative perspective, as I said before, but we also deal with some fringe topics, such as aliens, UFOs, ghosts, paranormal things. We deal with some things from the political realm, such as Second Amendment and First Amendment rights, things like that. But most importantly, we deal with the gospel of Jesus Christ, how best to present this information to friends who might not be believers. How do we talk to one another about these things? Well, we deal with all that, and I always take questions, I always take feedback, I always take advice, especially from my supporters. So if you haven't had a chance, go to my Patreon site, which is patreon.com/Josh Peck, very easy to remember, and consider becoming a patron for as little as $1 a month. That is nothing. And it would greatly help me out. It'll help you out. And as I always say, when we come together as a community, we can build something amazing together. So let's do that. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care and God bless.